Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 84th UIEPT. Today, on 2nd of November, you will be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our ATA channel, where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIEPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin with Part A. Listen to a series of short conversations to answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
I didn't bring my laboratory manual today.
You can share mine. Today we're conducting the experiment on photosynthesis, and we can work together.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 2.
This is Flight 707 requesting permission to land.
Flight 707, you are cleared for landing.
Who is the man? Number 3.
You want to do the dishes now or later?
I'd rather put them off as long as possible.
What will the man probably do? Number 4.
How much of a tip should I leave?
Oh, $1's plenty. The service wasn't very good.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 5.
Can I pick up my shoes on Tuesday? I need them for a party that night.
They should be fixed by then.
Who is the man? Number 6.
Did you get pictures of the lions?
Yes. And now let's go to the other side of the park. I want to see the exotic birds.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 7.
Could you put the letters in the pending file now?
Yes, then I can answer them tomorrow.
What will the woman probably do tomorrow? Number 8.
The lights are flashing and everyone's going in.
We should take our seats now before the second act starts.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 9.
Have you responded to Bob's dinner invitation yet?
I'll take care of it right away.
What will the man probably do next? Number 10.
Can you fill this prescription for me?
If you leave the prescription, I can have it filled in about 10 minutes.
Who is the woman?
Part B. Listen and answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in the biology class. Your reading for today's class was about potential alternative sources of energy. So one thing I want to do today is consider one of those potential energy sources, cellulose. Who can tell us what cellulose is? Alan?
Cellulose, yeah, it's a tough organic molecule made of simple sugars. It's found in the walls of all plant cells, in grass, trees, all plants. And, well, there's more cellulose than any other organic molecule on Earth.
Good. It's also a potential tremendous source of energy, in part because there's so much of it. Now, many organisms live on the energy they derive from consuming cellulose, like many species of bacteria, or cows and goats. Cows and goats have evolved highly specialized digestive systems that allow them to metabolize cellulose.
But it's hard for most species to process cellulose?
Yes, and it's been very hard to develop a controlled way to process cellulose in a lab so that we can use the energy that's stored in it. It needs to be converted into ethanol. Let me explain. Ethanol is a liquid, a kind of alcohol that is derived from processing sugars from plants, often corn, and it can be used as fuel. Many researchers believe it is the key to ending the reliance on gasoline. The problem is that the amount of energy we get from corn-based ethanol isn't much more than the amount of energy that gets put into making it, so it's not really worth it. Tina?
But ethanol made from cellulose is different?
Yes, it's possible to get a vastly better energy yield on cellulose-based or cellulosic ethanol.
Okay, so why don't we just use cellulosic ethanol?
Well, the problem is that the current method for processing cellulose into ethanol is very expensive and can't be done on a large scale. See, currently there are two key steps in the process. The first is breaking the cellulose down into sugars. This is done with an enzyme, a specific type of protein. And second, after the enzyme has broken down the cellulose, yeast and other microorganisms, microbes, are added to ferment those sugars into cellulosic ethanol. Thing is, though, we're not too good at producing the enzymes that break down cellulose. Those proteins are very difficult to make, to just assemble in a lab, so usually we extract enzymes from microorganisms that produce them naturally. Unfortunately, this is slow, expensive, and just not very efficient.
So are they trying to develop a better way to make enzymes?
Actually, there's a company that thinks they can do better than that. It'd be more efficient and therefore cheaper to combine the two steps I mentioned into one. That is, have a single organism that breaks down cellulose and then produces ethanol. So what this company is doing is searching around the world and gathering naturally occurring microorganisms that do both things. I mean, the best key to unlocking the power of cellulose may well lie in a rare species of bacteria or yeast in a jungle somewhere. So researchers at this company have discovered some microorganisms that process cellulose and produce ethanol. Now they're working on enhancing, improving certain natural characteristics of these microorganisms, manipulating them with sophisticated technology to make them work even more efficiently. The goal, which seems to definitely be within reach, is to design and engineer a superbug, a specific kind of microbe that makes cheap, commercial production of cellulosic ethanol a real possibility.
This is the end of the recording.